Welcome to our show. Today we have Hollywood astrologer Chrissy Blaze to join us, and we are going to be doing some things about astrology that I think you'll find very interesting, so stay tuned. By the way, this program is brought to you in part by UFOTV.com, offering the very best in UFO and conspiracy DVDs, plus a growing ebook section featuring major name authors. The expandable ebook section will be adding over 200 books to this service this month alone. And if you are an independent movie producer needing help in the manufacture, promotion, or distribution of your movie, contact Tim Crawford today at UFOTV.com. Chrissy Blaze, this is going to be an interesting show. She is broadcasting from her home studio in Hollywood, California. Chrissy, it's good to have you back on the air. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm fine, Jerry. Great to be on your show.
And, we're going to do a few things tonight that I think will be interesting. But first of all, I think probably we need to talk about your book. You got a new book out for anybody that wants to do astrology, evidently.
Oh, that's right. I decided to write this book because astrology is such a complicated subject when you first get into it. It's so full of jargon and squiggles and indecipherable symbols that it puts many people off. So I've tried to kind of decipher that and present it in what I call five easy steps. It's called How to Read Your Horoscope in Five Easy Steps.
And it's only $16.95.
That's it.
And they can go to your website, chrissyblaze.com.
They can indeed, yes, thank you.
And don't you do free horoscopes over there?
I have free monthly horoscopes on my website every month, yeah.
Now what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to do a show regularly with Chrissy, and we invite people to email us. What do you need, Chrissy, from the people? Just their name and where they are and when they were born and...
That's right. I need also, as well as the date of birth, I need the time of birth, if they have that, and as well as the place. Those three pieces of data to do a horoscope.
Now, you were on E! Entertainment just before Christmas. In fact, I guess between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, they filmed some little segments doing horoscopes for celebrities and predictions for the year.
You're out there in Hollywood. Have you done any horoscopes for some people we might know? I know you talked a little bit in the feature on E! Online and E! Entertainment about several different people.
Yes, people I think we all know, from Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Britney Spears. And actually, she's in the news
Britney
right
Spears
now.
Britney Spears is in the news right now. Dr. Phil made a visit to her in the hospital on Saturday morning, I find it very interesting what you said on E! Entertainment about Britney Spears.
Yes, I did.
You might tell our audience about that.
Oh, right. Well, I did look at her horoscope, and I said that she's going to carry on having another meltdown, poor girl, and in fact she has at the moment, but that an older, more mature figure would come into her life to help her, and that from the end of February, things would start to, and when I say start to, look up. And that she would get some good advice. So hopefully Dr. Phil is the one.
Well, that's interesting that you were right on with that. One of the things I found very interesting about you over the years, and we've done many shows together, is the fact that you say places, even countries, can have horoscopes, huh?
Oh, they do indeed, yes. The United States has a horoscope, and it's very important right now as we're leading up to the presidential election this year, because you not only have to look at the candidates' horoscopes, but you also have to look at the horoscope of the country in which that president's going to be. So it's really, really important at the moment.
Well, we're coming up on the New Hampshire primary on Tuesday, and we just had Iowa and Wyoming today for the Republicans. Let's do the countries. Let's do Uncle Sam's horoscope.
Right. Well, this is a very, very interesting horoscope, and it's based on, as you might imagine, the signing of the Declaration of Independence by the Founding Fathers. And some people believe it has a Scorpio rising, and there are some other theories about Sagittarius, Gemini, but I believe that its rising sign is Scorpio. and the date of birth, of course, we know. But also, there is evidence, really, that it is a Scorpio rising from the time. Because if you look, the United States government has been issuing official certificates, if you like, for many years, showing that showing this time. And these certificates are in the form of $100 bills. And on that, you'll see the founding father, Benjamin Franklin, on the face side, and the scene of Independence Hall, where the declaration was signed, on the reverse side. And interestingly, the clock shows a time of 2:21 p.m. And that time gives you Scorpio rising. So, you know, maybe it's a coincidence, but I don't believe in those. So that's interesting.
You don't believe in coincidence at all?
I don't. Right? No, I don't. I believe that nothing happens by chance. And also numerologically, too, it makes sense, because if the chart of the United States was born at that time, 2:21 p.m., it puts the United States Sun in Cancer, which we know, at 13 degrees, 13 minutes. And the number 13 resonates throughout the United States history. Well, I won't go on about this to bore you, but there's so many instances of 13 coming up. 13 colonies and 13 stars above the eagle.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't really thought of it that way.
Yeah,
point.
It's really, really interesting. So I believe it, basically, the sun, the U.S. chart has the sun in Cancer and Scorpio rising.
So tell us a little bit about what you see in the future of the United States for our horoscope this year.
What I see at the moment is that there's actually a lot going on. And it's a time in the country as a whole of new beginnings, actually. But it's also a time of, we've been in this kind of optimistic phase, thinking that we can carry on spending money freely and resources and not worrying too much. But we're coming into a time of a big reality check, actually, the end of January.
So you're saying by the end of January, financially, economically, there may be some, we'll put it mildly, adjustments coming?
There's some adjustments coming. So my advice to people living in this wonderful country, as I do, is to start, you know, just cutting back a bit and budgeting a little, because there could be some surprises, not only in, you know, resources generally. I think we're going to have a wake-up call when we know that, you know, we're running out of resources, but we carry on with our big SUVs and like nothing's going to happen. So this is the time to start thinking about that, because it will hit us all, actually. And it's also a time, what's happening is that Pluto, which planet was demoted by the astronomers a couple of years ago, but...
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how does that affect your charts?
Well, it doesn't, because even though the astronomers demoted it, astrologers still realize it's a highly significant planet, especially in charts of countries, because it affects a whole generation. It's a very, very slow-moving planet, dare I call it that. And what's happening in the U.S. chart is that this little planet is moving from one sign to another, and you might say, well, that's no big deal, but it stays in a sign for a long, long time, and it's going to be moving from free-willing, optimistic Sagittarius into reality check Capricorn at the end of January, and it's going to stay there until 2024. So what's happening is that the whole influence that we'll start to feel in America is changing. And what Pluto in Capricorn means is not only this reality check about resources and money and all this, but also it's Capricorn rules our governments. So there's going to be a lot of emphasis on governments, and cracks are going to appear and cracks are going to be shown. And basically at the end of this time period, there's going to be, well, more power to the people, but it's going to take a while coming, you know. So there's also going to be a lot of emphasis on security, a lot of fear mentality and this type of thing. Conspiracy theories, more of those, this type of thing.
Well, you know, when we talk about this, even though we're going into a time of may not be just I hate to use a term I use in Oklahoma, ginger peachy. You know, it means it's great. You know, smells wonderful, so fantastic. It may not be that way, but I see some optimism here.
There's
you think we're going to go past 2012, huh?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do. I think we are. Things are going to be
what
hairy.
What do you think about that whole thing? You see any evidence in the stars or horoscopes or things that you deal with about this 2012 lore, this legend?
Yeah, I mean, we're coming into a very tight time. 2011, 2012, there's some really difficult planetary alignments which is going to affect us all, and there's possibilities of nuclear and all this. But, you know, the destiny of a person and a country changes from moment to moment. I'm not a fatalist, Jerry. I think that we change our future with every action we make, with everything we say, with everything we do. We're changing it all the time. So if enough people become more responsible, and actually one thing about Pluto in Capricorn is it brings responsibility, so it's a good thing in that way. We suddenly realize that we're responsible for our future and our children's future. So I think that we can avoid it, you know, if we work together and stop fighting and all this kind of
So in other words, when you do a horoscope or an astrology chart, we still are not prisoners of what that says. We do have some free will or something?
Absolutely, yeah. What the chart gives you, and it's like a gift that's given to you at the moment of your birth to take advantage of, to give you the lessons you're here to learn, the talents you have, the challenges, the kind of career you should go into, what your destiny is in this life. So it's like a gift given to you. But even so, it just shows you trends. And I can give you an example, if you like, of what I mean by that.
I would like that.
Yeah.
I think our listeners would like that.
Well, for example, you know, we're talking about all the planets here. When you look at your horoscope, we're looking at the Sun, the Moon, Venus, Mars, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. All those planets have an influence on us. And when, for example, Saturn, which is regarded as the taskmaster in our lives, and we feel its pressure, when it comes, for example, into the area of our health, and if we see it coming, we're going to know it's a difficult time for health. But what we can do is if we see that ahead, and this is the beauty of astrology, we can prepare for it. And Saturn indicates work, so we can prepare for it by working on our health, you know, improving our diet, doing exercise, all those kind of things. So we can avoid the negative consequences of our actions. So this is the beauty of it, and this is how we can avoid difficult times in our lives.
You know, your book, Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps, for only $16.95, you're giving away some secrets, aren't you?
Yes. I believe astrology is such a great gift for everybody that everybody should have some knowledge of astrology, because it's like it's given to them at birth. I mean, it's an amazing gift. It's our blueprint for life, and it's unique to you. To every single listener here has a completely unique destiny. And most people, I was speaking to a lady the other day, and she was in her late 80s, and she went to one of my astrology classes, and she said, "For the first time in my life, I know why I'm here on Earth." And I mean, that's really kind of sad that somebody has to wait that long. Whereas if you're wise, you get a horoscope drawn up for yourself when you're young, you know, or even have one done for your baby. And this
Let's talk a little bit about your astrology classes there in the Los Angeles area. When do you do those?
Well, I've got one coming up on March the 8th in Los Angeles, actually based on the book, How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps.
And where will that be?
When or where? Where?
Where?
It's going to be at the Aetherius Society, which is in Hollywood on Gower Street. Sorry, not Gower, that's where I live. It's on Afton Place, which is a couple of blocks south of Sunset and one block east of Vine.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Do you?
Yeah, I used to live... I used to have an office on Franklin, and it was right off Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I was a young man, trying to be an actor many years ago.
Were you really? I didn't know that about you,
Jerry.
Oh,
yeah, I was there for a couple, 3 years. Usually, I didn't do much other than sell cars to live.
You didn't do any movies?
No, I made some commercials, and I had a syndicated radio show. I did do some work. I mean, I'm not a complete failure.
Oh, I don't think you are at all. Jerry's the greatest.
I could afford this little office. Pat Paulson even had an office there.
Really?
So they can go over there. On your website, I guess, they give you give the information on how to register for this thing. Does it cost a lot of money to have Chrissy Blaze give you an astrology lesson?
Do you know, I don't have it on my website yet because the date was only agreed today. But if people want to call 1-800-800-1354 and ask for Paul, then he can tell them the times. But I think it's going to be probably 10, and it's 4 hours. The price, it will
be...
Would that be a weekend or a weekend? It's a Saturday, actually.
Saturday?
The price won't be a lot.
Thing, or?
I think it's going to be like 10 to 2 or something like that.
Okay, midday.
Yeah, something like that. It's 4 hours, so... The price, it won't be that much.
Okay, well, we will, of course, ask people to come back to ChrissyBlazin.com and also to our section where these shows will be appearing, and we'll put that information up as soon as we get it. You know, we were talking about the United States, and you obviously are from England. You still have the English accent, which I find very charming.
Thank you.
How long have you been in this country?
Since 1994 now, actually. I came just after the earthquake. You know, that sort of attracted me here. No, I was just kidding. You know, literally
you
a couple of months
after
the earthquake.
You were on a mission, huh?
Yeah, on a mission. And
we have some older shows that we've done with you back in 95, 94, and even earlier than that. And I'm taking back 2005, not that old, 2005 and 2004, and they can listen to some of the things we've talked about. You're into quite a few things.
I am indeed, Jerry, as you are. Yeah, I'm into anything that's interesting, UFOs, metaphysics, astrology. I like to know how things work, the sort of deeper meaning of things and why we're here. And, you know, I'm fascinated by that. And it's been a lifetime study, too, since I was a kid, really.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Chrissy Blaze. And, Chrissy, we'd figure out a name for the show. maybe we'll come up with something in the next before the next show comes up, which will be a couple of 3 weeks from now.
Oh, why don't we ask the listeners to bring in their suggestions?
That's a great idea. Just send it to Chrissy@JerryPippin.com.
As long as they're not too rude, right?
Yeah.
Nice names.
That's Chrissie. We need to make sure they know how to spell
it. Oh, yeah, it's the English spelling. Chrissy@JerryPippin.com, is that?
Yes. Yeah, and they can send it to your regular email, too, if they want. We'll be right back. The new UFO TV New Science Ideas Catalog is now available. It's available as a free downloadable ebook at ufotv.com. All you do is simply click on the order button and follow the instructions. A link will be sent to your email address, which will allow you to immediately download a stunning full-color copy of the latest science and spirit catalog. The new 2008 UFO TV catalog features a wide variety of new and amazing subjects, including UFOs and controversy, politics and science, mystery and wonder. Over 300 programs. They're available right now at ufotv.com, regardless of where you are in the world. Simply go to that webpage and take a look. You'll be astounded at the selection. And be sure to download that free color catalog. ufotv.com, the best in conspiracy and UFO DVDs. It's Jerry Pippin, and we're looking for a name for this show. Right now it's just Chrissy Blaze, Hollywood astrologer. Actually, you're a world-class astrologer, Chrissy.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Thanks for the promotion.
You go to England. You still go to England quite often.
I do, and I'm doing a big workshop in London in May. And so, yeah, I like to travel. So thanks for the promotion.
And we have a lot of listeners in England.
Really?
So where would your workshop be?
At the Festival for Mind, Body, Spirit on May the 24th.
Is that in London?
That's in London, yeah, it's in London.
Yeah.
I think everybody in London has probably heard of it. It's a very, very big event. One of the biggest festivals in the world, I think, of its kind.
And that'll be
May. The 24th.
And we'll be talking more about that as we get a little closer. We have events going on right now. Saturday, they had another primary. Actually, it was a caucus kind of, and the difference between a primary and a caucus is that a primary, everybody goes and votes like you do in a regular election. A caucus, you more or less are invited. You have to be a member of the party or at least be able to get in there to wherever they're having their meetings. And in Wyoming today, Mitt Romney won that. It's a horse race that will be going on for a while, so why don't we get into the candidates' horoscopes? I always find this a lot of fun. And when I talked to you about it, you really hadn't thought much about it, but I think you've gotten into it.
I have, thanks to you, Jerry. I'm more interested from an astrological point of view, but still it's fascinating. And one thing that you have to remember when you're looking at candidates, well, astrologically speaking anyway, is that they can look great as far as a horoscope's concerned, but they still have to, you still have to put them together with the US horoscope, with the US chart, and they may look great individually, but sometimes it doesn't always combine with the US chart. And what I mean, can I just explain what I mean by that?
Yes, please do.
Well, in the past, historically, we're looking at past presidents. It's interesting. We've had quite an even number of presidents in the different sun signs. So we've had like a couple of Virgos and a couple of Geminis, and it's been fairly even, actually.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. I figured it would probably be...
statistically,
a strong
yeah.
sign like a Sagittarian, which I am.
Yeah, I know.
Or a Leo or somebody like that.
Well, actually, there have been more Scorpios and there have been more Aquarians. But statistically,
really?
It's still in the kind of range. I think there were five of each of those and like two or three of the others. But
that's interesting about Scorpios. I always thought of that as being the sexual sign. I may be wrong on that, but...
Well, they are, but they love power and they really understand the nature of power and they know how to hold on to it. So that's how they get on. But interesting thing is that is above, really, really interesting, is that when you look at the Mars of past US presidents, and Mars is connected with aggression, and you know, it's how we get out of bed in the morning, so it's not a bad thing, but historically in the US chart it has been connected with war. And it's interesting that out of those 41 or 42 past presidents, I can't remember the exact number, 10 of them has had Mars, the planet of aggression, in the sign of Leo, which is way beyond statistics. You know, it should be like two or three, and it's 10. So when I'm looking at the present candidates, I'm seeing that some of them has Mars in Leo. So that kind of makes me, you know, makes me think, well
maybe I don't want to vote for those.
Exactly, warmongers. No, not necessarily, but they stand a good chance statistically of being a president. So you don't just look at their chart, you look at it combined with the U.S. chart. So it's interesting.
Can you give me an example of a president or two, or did you just kind of do an overview?
With the Mars in Leo?
Yeah.
I don't have those statistics of past presidents, but I can tell you right now, for example, Rudy Giuliani has Mars in Leo. Hillary Clinton has Mars in Leo. Quite a few of the current candidates do.
You know, we're going to get to the Republicans in just a second, but you mentioned Hillary Clinton. I believe years ago in a show I heard, either we did or I heard you doing with somebody else, you predicted Hillary Clinton would be president at one time.
Well, I did, and I'm still saying she's in with a great fighting chance. The reason I said that years ago, I think before she was even...
I don't think she was first lady yet or just had arrived.
Yeah, because I was looking at the U.S. progressed chart, that is... You know, you're born with a chart. Well, you have a chart when you're born, but you can progress it into the future, right? Because what we're doing now, although we're still looking at the chart when we were born, we're progressing the movement of the planets as they are today. So when I'm talking about a progressed chart, that's what I mean. Is that clear?
Yeah. I've never quite understood that, but I guess in your book, you explained that pretty well.
Well, looking at the U.S. chart as it is today, the planet Venus is very prominent. And it's in the sign of Aries. And this indicates, for the next 80 years, it's very prominent. And this indicates, because Venus is related to the feminine archetype, that females will gain more prominence in United States affairs. And so that's why at that time I predicted she stood a really good chance of being president. And I still believe that, you know, she stands a very good chance for that reason alone, actually.
Interesting. We'll get over to the Democrats here in a little bit, but we want to get to the Republicans on the horoscope. So you just pick who you want to start with.
Okay, well, I was looking at Rudy Giuliani. I'm just going to bring up his horoscope right now. This man oozes charm, and he knows how to put on a good show because he has the sun in Gemini and the moon in Leo, so as well as Mars, actually. So he... was born with this kind of film star-like quality about him as far as the media is concerned, with all these planets in Gemini and Leo. And he also aligns well with the United States chart, I have to say. So in a way, he personifies an American archetype. He has a certain Hollywood glamorous appeal. But his chart still leaves you with the feeling that he wouldn't be averse to bending the facts. And you could say, well, that would make him a good politician, right? But,
there's lots of comments I could make, but we'll let you go ahead.
Yeah. But, and focusing on his record, he's pretty good at, he'd be good at things like busting underworld crime and this type of thing, looking at his chart. However, there is no overwhelming connection with the American people and its security needs. There's none of that in his chart. There's really no empathy in his chart because he has no planets at all in the element of water. And in our horoscopes, the elements are very significant. And the element of water is all about our feelings, right? And what we, if we don't have anything in water, it's usually a person who lacks the ability to empathize with other people. And so that lacking and that lack of connection with the U.S. chart, I really don't see him as president.
Well, he hasn't started off very well, but to his defense, he's concentrating on Florida later in January and then Super Tuesday. Okay, let's go to the next one.
The next one I have is Mike Huckabee, who's I know has did really well. He's actually, like some past presidents, has the sun in self-effacing Virgo. Actually, I think Lyndon Johnson and Howard Taft, I think, were the two that had sun in Virgo.
Really? Those are two totally different
people.
Right,
yes. Yeah. He's got the sun in Virgo and the moon in very strong Scorpio. And he also has a very charming side to his nature with Venus, Mars, and Pluto in Leo. So he comes across with this southern charm and confident, obviously. He's got a very large ego, according to his chart, and this kind of missionary spirit about him. And he's got this kind of very strong sense of self-importance that we kind of like in presidents. So he's pretty presidential, too. And he's also got this side to him. He's pretty solid, like you would regard him as your local minister or something like that.
And he was.
Was he? Was he really?
That was his
background. Okay, well, I don't know that about him.
Right, he was a Southern Baptist minister.
He is a man who can go from one extreme to the other. He can go from looking like he's got no hope at all to looking really good. He kind of swings. So.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of the Mike Huckabee story so far in the primaries.
Right. Well, on February the 6th, which we haven't reached yet, but we're building up to it, there's an eclipse. And this hits his planet of good fortune, which is Jupiter. That's the planet of abundance and good fortune in all our charts. And the
Now, that's on February 6th?
February the 6th. So,
yeah. You know, the Super Tuesday primary is the next
right.
day.
Right, so leading up to February the 6th, because just before an eclipse is a powerful time as well, but leading up to that, he's in this positive period. And it will also be helpful to him when I talked about Pluto moving signs into Capricorn earlier. That's going to be helpful to him too, because people's in American people's needs will be changing, and he will be sort of looking good about answering those needs. But even so, he's on the top now. I do think that his strength is going to wane towards the end of the year. And you will see him, I believe, pulling away from really what the public wants and playing on their fears too much. That's what I feel.
Well, that's been the philosophy and the technique of the Republican Party for a while now. So you may not be far off. Who else are we going to
I've got Duncan Hunter.
Yes, he's a California.
Really know nothing too much about him. I do know that
if I'm down around San Diego.
Right. I know that his son in Gemini, he's got kind of very religious aspect to his chart with the moon in Pisces. And there's a certain sincerity about him. He does walk his own talk, I believe. And
really?
There's a certain stability about him. But he's kind of unexciting, I would say. And although there is some leadership ability and a certain amount of charisma, he seems to lack clear decision-making under pressure, I would say, with too many mutable signs in his horoscope.
Yeah, I was surprised that he decided to run for president, because you pretty well summed
really?
Him up there. We're going to take a break, and we've got more Republicans to do, and then we'll get to the Democrats. And don't forget to send an email to Chrissie@jerrypippin.com, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, If you'd like to get your horoscope done on the air, we'll give you a call next time we do the show. Chrissy, what kind of questions do you figure we'll be answering for these people?
Well, anything they want, really. Any area of their life, whether they want to know about their relationships or whether they should start a new business or whatever it is we can look at, because everything's in your chart.
Okay, we'll be right back. I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a vacation idea for this summer, or really any time, that is unique, different, and affordable. I'm talking about a tour of the Grand Canyon in a van with Marvelous Marv, the world-famous tour guide. Marvelous Marv has lived in the Grand Canyon area for well over 2 decades, and he will show you things that no other tour guide will, and all the while fill you in on the history and the mystery of the giant canyon itself. When you go on a tour with Marv, you get to see the best viewpoints and the best exhibits. He knows this canyon. He knows this area of Arizona. Now on this page, there's a banner you can click on, and it will take you to Marv's website, where you can get all the answers about Marv and his Grand Canyon tour. This is a vacation you will treasure forever. Check it out, won't you? Marvelous Marv's Grand Canyon Tours.